I was born on Dillingham Bridge, where I took my car the day. At the farmhouse at Muckra, up on the hill. Do you know, before you come to the restored castle there, moved to Broomhill, across from Nethy, you know. We lived in a little semi-detached cottage there, up until the war broke out, 39. And I can't remember exactly what happened after that. The old man went off the war, yes, from that very station at the foot of his garden. That was the start of his voyage from there.
So your father left for Burma?
And from his own doorstep, right on his doorstep, over the bridge.
How old were you then?
Two or three.
How long was he away?
About 4 years, I think, in total.
To how many children were you?
Five. Florence, myself, Vivian. Lorna, Ara, and Vivian, of course.
So you won't remember much about the war years if you were only two?
Not really, no. But even though it was only two, I remember the old man coming back, probably the only leave he ever got before he was dispatched to the Far East. I remember the thick army chocolate he brought back. I think it was in tins.
Where did he do his training?
Preston, North Wales.
Oh, right.
He was in the signals.
He was captured.
Ah, Singapore. Full of Singapore, along with the other poor people. Mm-hmm.
He wrote about it, didn't he?
He did, aye. It was never published, but bits and pieces have been published all over the place, you know. It was a pity it wasn't published before.
Well, could you do that?
I tried to do that some years ago, but they wanted 4,000. So that put me off right away. You know, I did have 4,000 at the time, but I mean, I didn't have much more than that, you know.
So what's the next thing you remember then? Is going to school? School?
No, well, we ended up with my grandmother and Moy Beg. But the bit between the start of the war and ending up there is vague. I don't remember what. As I say, it's vague. I don't remember the sequence of events. You know? This is during the war. I spent the war with my grandmother and Moy, uh-huh, at Moy Beg, and my sisters. You know. But between leaving Broomhill and landing in Moy, I don't remember much about it.
So you went to Moy School?
Yes. My grandfather took me on the bike to Moy School. And I wasn't happy.
You didn't like school?
He marched me into the classroom.
Who was the teacher there?
There was a bloke at that time, before Mrs. McIntosh. I can't remember his name.
It wasn't Hunter.
Would it be Hunter? It could have been.
It could have been
Hunter. It could have been.
Just one teacher?
Just one teacher, yeah. Mrs. Martin survived, of course, again, single-handed.
How many would be in the school then,
if you counted all these 30, wouldn't it? Would it be?
How many?
Quite a few, anyway. All the desks would be busy, anyway, you know. Of course, there was boarded out kids here at the time, remember then?
Yes,
that put the school roll up as well, you know.
That's right.
Remember people like Mrs. Fraser at the station cottages in Moy? Remember, she reared God knows how many kids in her time, even after the war. Until she retired, eh?
Yeah.
She fostered, did she?
Fostered. They didn't have any children, of course. James or herself.
Probably about 100.
But they're plenty of company.